The following podcast features topics discussed by geeks or under the supervision of nerds. Accordingly, Geek Life and its producers must insist that no one attempt to recreate or reenact any of the topics or bad impressions performed on this show.
Recording in process.
All right, welcome to Geek Life HQ, sponsored by Big Johnson's Gay Vintage T-Shirt Emporium.
Big Johnson, it's so much more fun when they're both wet. What? That never made sense to me.
Do you like Single Stitch and Big Dicks? Come down.
Single Stitch?
That's where I'm going tonight.
Nice.
I found a couple of those Big Johnson T-shirts. Those sell pretty well.
Yeah, so, better than the co-ed naked ones.
So is this like an event you're actually going to this evening, or is it just a phone call?
No, it's a meet, dude. Like a meeting, like a T-shirt secret, like I'm buying some stuff, dude.
You know, so is it like back alley? Like you guys
pull like imagine like the shadiest drug deal you can think of, but replace drugs with vintage T-shirts.
Oh, I like this.
I might do that.
So you guys like pull up behind a Whataburger?
Yeah, it's really, I'm meeting with the guy who does that bum drone thing on TikTok, and you know we're gonna like trade info because I'm gonna start filming the bums over here with my drone, dude.
You go out looking for the next Kimbo Slice.
I'm here to film a reality show, Bums Gone Wild.
Bums, but it's drones. But it's filmed all by drones.
Yeah, because I don't want to get too close to you fuckers.
Yeah, I like what I was saying. I'm like, is it like bot wars where the drones fight each other? But
there's one where he's like,
no, fuck that. The bums are fighting the drones.
Dude, there's one where he's like, the guy is flying a drone and it's holding something. And he has one of those quick release cables and he like drops it on the dude's tent. Dude, it's not funny, but like, if you live in squalor and put yourself in that scenario, you leave yourself open to be fucked.
To writing country songs.
Yeah. And
well, actually, the funny thing about it is if it's on public property and stuff like that, they leave themselves open to be filmed 100%.
Well, I looked up the guys in Colorado, Pueblo, Colorado, and I looked up like the law there, and I guess Newsweek did an article on him, and I found that, and there's no laws against drones. It's not regulated, so he can do whatever the fuck he wants.
Okay.
So, but he keeps harassing the same ones, and that's what makes it funny.
Oh, that's
the law. That's the loophole they're getting because he finds the same ones, and when they've been filmed five or six times, dude, they're fucking doing some like duck and roll moves and shit. He has this one guy cornered in like a 7-Eleven, and he's looking out, freaking out, and I'm sure that he's in there telling the 7-Eleven guy, "Dude, the drone's following me, bro." Oh. Yeah. And he's like, and the guy's like, "Get the fuck out of here, you fucking
government!"
I was right all along. The government's after me.
Yeah,
I need more tinfoil.
It's on your head, Dan. Get the fuck out of here.
The tinfoil, Dan. Yeah. I do like it though. Like when you see they're in like a junkyard setting or something like that. This one guy had like this circle set up, right? And I was like, yeah, that's pretty slick, man. He like used all this garbage and like old bicycles and stuff like that to like build a little fence around him so he'd have his own area. I'm like, I would totally do that.
Yeah, but see, that thing is, that wasn't a junkyard. That's just fucking behind something.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah,
and it's like that's like public property. So it's like that's fucking crazy how much shit they accumulate. You know?
Yeah, I have no problems with it because I mean they've got to live somewhere, and it's like what are you gonna do? You know, I'd rather they have like a nice setup than like live in a sewer pipe.
The article I read, and we'll end it with this, is it was the guy he remains nameless who does it. He says, "I just want to shine light on the drug problem and what it does to people." And
yeah.
He's like, he said a family reached out to him about one of the videos and said that's their, whatever, I can't remember what it said, like brother or whatever, some family member. And they were able to reconnect and they were able to find him and pull him out of there and get him help. So, I mean, all like, you know, we're not making fun of it, dude. It's just like, it sucks. It's a shitty situation. There needs to be something in place to help these fucking people. And the government's failing them, dude.
I wonder if any of them are veterans, you know?
No, most of them are.
Who knows, man? Exactly. I mean, from all those videos, this looks like fucking a bunch of white people, dude. And they're all strung out, dude. You know? And it's like, that's what heroin and what's the other one?
Meth.
Meth.
Not meth, but it's the
crack.
Other it's the substitute for heroin. Though. Fentanyl.
Oh, fentanyl.
Yeah.
So I mean, what's the one that they give you when you're in rehab, right? Like,
methadone.
Take away the
methadone.
Oh, methadone. Yeah.
I wouldn't.
Heroes at the methadone clinics.
It's not funny until we see Matt tonight. You know, in that something about Mary scenario, and he's just like, "I was here to trade for vintage T-shirts."
Now I had to suck three dicks to save my life.
And the other guy's like, "Yeah, I'm just here for vintage."
They told me I was good after the second one, but I just wanted to be sure.
Well, and then the other guy I'm meeting is like, "I'm just here to fucking suck some dude's dick who's fucking thinks he's buying his T-shirts."
Yeah,
what?
You're gonna meet up with like a crazy guy. You're like, man, there's only six shirts. He's like, no, seven
dwarves.
He's like,
deadly sins.
He's like, what do you want for these shirts? About 350.
He's like,
is that a duffel bag of more shirts? He's like, no, a dead body.
It's a dead head.
He's like, wow, that's a big duffel bag.
This is a guy who I got these from.
It's the body of the last guy I got these shirts from.
Wow, these are fresh. I can still feel the body heat coming off.
They still feel warm.
They're warm. Like, all right, see you next week.
ain't nothing like a warm shirt.
What's the red stains on this shirt? Grape juice.
Grape juice does purple. Get in the van.
It feels like it's been forever since we talked, dude. So
he's getting ready because Matt's gonna be a naughty boy.
I have I have a lot of Weekend Geek, dude. I think I'm just going to limit it. Well, excuse me. I'm verklempt. I'm going to limit
it. Just tell us about your week, man.
Yeah, no, jump into your week since you got to go to a T-shirt meetup.
So, like, I drove a pinball machine to Colorado, and we decided to take a detour. So we detoured through Albuquerque to check out Breaking Bad and Better Call Saul filming locations because that was fresh off the binge of the last season for us of Better Call Saul.
Nice.
You guys watch it?
I don't watch it at all.
I haven't watched the last season. I subscribed to AMC Plus and it was like all fucked up and only had one episode.
Yeah.
Fuck that.
They hoarded it out to something else and you had to buy something else. So it was a long way to get it. But yeah, we binged it in like 3 days and, you know, I'm not going to give too much away, but like, dude, Better Call Saul is a better show than Breaking Bad. I'm going to
say. I agree with that.
You're not the only person that said that.
Fucking characters are so developed. You, in Breaking Bad, they try to get you to like everyone, but you fucking hate most of those characters. You just don't like any of them.
You hate Walter, you hate Skyler.
You hate her sister-in-law, you know, but like him, you like him. You like the prick lawyer, Hamlin. But you're not supposed to like him, but you like him. I mean, you like everybody, and the depth there is just intense, man. And the way they cross those two shows over with all the locations throughout, I mean, you couldn't have it without Breaking Bad, obviously, but it's a better show, man.
Oh, it is. And I think it comes down to Saul's just more likable than anybody.
Yeah, Walter White.
He's very personable.
He doesn't go full Walter White. He doesn't break bad completely. He breaks almost, and Walter White pushes his ass over the edge of Breaking Bad. But they tie it up with a bow in the end, and you're like, I don't want to give any away. I'll say it, man. I'm not going to say anything else. But like you think one thing, and then something else happens, and you're like, holy fuck.
He gives you the slip and Jimmy.
Dude. He goes full on slipping Jimmy, but Albuquerque embraces all those filming locations, and it's like they went in and used what was there and left it, dude. It didn't do anything, and it looks the fucking same, dude. You know.
So what kind of places did you find?
Every Saul office. So the nail salon, we found the middle ground where it's a Wexler McGill office, and we found his like slipping Jimmy with the fucking bull up Statue of Liberty. We found that. We fucking ate a meth donut, got all geeked out in the morning. You know, we fucking went to the Crystal Palace, the Crossroads Motel. We went to the Doghouse, and those two are featured both in Breaking Bad.
Yeah.
You know, and that's kind of the crossover with them. And, dude, the hotel, they use the same fucking sign. It says free HBO on it in the show. It still says that shit. They just slapped a little paint on just to change it up a little bit. But, like, damn, dude. That's a real crack then, dude. Like, it really is a fucking
I mean, Albuquerque, you don't got to look far for meth use.
No, man. It's like, and I was reading, like, there's certain percentage of people are below the poverty line. So, and all the websites I was checking out, filming locations, they're like, be careful, be careful, be careful. And we were at the doghouse at night because we wanted to see the neon sign lit up.
Yeah.
And 10 minutes after we got there, we started smelling like burning tinfoil, like someone was smoking fucking crack, dude.
Yeah. Wow.
And yeah, so we were like, oh, get the fuck out.
Albuquerque is, yeah, it's rough.
Yeah, but
is that something in those hot states in the Southwest where like meth is just super prevalent?
Well,
is...
when it comes to Albuquerque, it's just lack of opportunity. There's nothing there.
Yeah,
there's an Air Force base, and like that's it.
New Mexico is just one of the worst states for drug abuse because there's nothing fucking there. There's no industry. Yeah. There's tourism and like what Justin said, like army, military, or whatever kind of base is there. And it's fucking just vast between cities. So it's not like the suburbs of Chicago where you can, it's all connected, you know? There's Albuquerque and then there's like fucking nothing, dude.
Yep. And if they, yeah. Once you get out of Albuquerque, like when my car broke down in Albuquerque, I fucking thanked God it was right at the edge of Albuquerque or I'd have been fucked. Because once you get out of Albuquerque, there's nothing for miles.
Oh, wow.
I mean, I geeked out hard on the filming locations, man. Like, AMC did such a good job, like, finding these spots and, like, is using what was there. And I think they made it better because there was we do a lot of filming locations, and we passed a ton of people doing the same thing we were doing, Breaking Bad fans. Like, the restaurant where the Los Pollos Locos, it's a real fucking restaurant. It's not a chicken restaurant. It's like a
Mexican. Yeah, Twisters, yeah.
Twisters, and they have a main location where they did all the filming. You can sit in the booths. There's fucking signs and actors coming in and autograph them. They left up a Los Pollos Locos thing where you can do like a selfie. You can eat there. So it's like, it's a trifecta.
You can buy real meth in the parking lot.
Yeah, you can get some. You can make.
Oh, I don't doubt that.
Yeah. Dude, it's just a trifecta. You go there, take your photo, you eat, you sit in the fucking spot, you can interact with their fans, and it's like they embrace it, man. It's fucking so cool. One of the coolest spots I went to for filming location wise, because it's like you're in the fucking, and they got Breaking Bad on the TV, dude. You can watch it, you know?
Well, Albuquerque just unveiled a Walter White statue, didn't they?
No, Jesus, dude.
That's
like,
pretty cool.
That's really a way for a town to really embrace
drama. I know, man. We thought we were going to get a lot of fucking, like hate because of the stupid thumbnail we did for the YouTube video. It was like Shannon had the donut, and I was like, we try meth, .. donuts in Albuquerque. Yeah. We were like, had to kind of play in it a little bit, but like, you know, at least they're making light of the drug problem, and hopefully there's some kind of like programs getting started for people that fall in.
Hopefully the tourism's helping them.
I hope, man. I mean, hope AMC could fund something for it, or I mean, I don't know. I mean,
you think they got that money? I mean, they've got what, Breaking Bad and The Walking Dead. So, I mean, that's two of the biggest programs on TV ever.
And Better Call Saul. And
Oh, man. But I just geeked out hard, dude. And it was like, I'm glad we did it. I'm glad we took the 4-hour detour to Albuquerque. And,
you know, are you going to put that out on the Dual Finds?
It's out, dude. I released it.
Oh, it's already out. Okay.
The quickest turnaround I did. I just edited it when it was fresh in my head. You know, it was a fun little video to do.
That's cool.
Yeah,
it's nice.
Yeah,
don't they also have the filming locations for Paul, like the black mailbox and stuff like that out there?
Oh, I did that. That's real shit, dude. Like for Paul.
Yeah, that's up by.
That's just Area 51, bro. That's like, it's called the Alien Loop. So basically, you go, you start off, and I hit all those same locations they hit in that movie.
Yeah, you got that alien beer.
You got the alien beer. I went to the alien whorehouse. I went to the black mailbox. I fucking went to the fucking little alien.
Come again? Alien whorehouse? Alien
themed whorehouse. So, I got a hoodie from it. I got a hoodie. It says like, I don't know, like I can't remember what it says. It's a cat, alien cat house, and it's like a stripper looking chick, but she has an alien head.
She's got three boobs, like Total Recall.
I wish, dude.
Go on. That's
$500 just to get like a little peepee touch. So I didn't go in.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, they price those things out, you know.
Yeah, they want to phase out the crackheads, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I mean, I feel like to a certain extent you have to, you know. You remember that old show that they had on HBO for a while, that Cat House show?
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Yeah, that's, I remember seeing those chicks.
I think everybody.
No.
That's out in that area, dude. Same area.
Yeah, well, I thought
that was more north than Nevada. Yeah.
What's his name?
Oh geez,
I don't remember the dude's name anymore.
Yeah, I couldn't tell you.
It's
going Big Earn.
God damn, dude, I met him. I met him and then
shake his hand.
I met him and that main chick, that Sunset Thomas from the show, like his main whore. Like I met him when I was in his main whore.
His main whore.
He just calls her that because she's actually from Maine.
But I fucking, I was at college and they were on the Man Cow show. My campus was right in the merchandise mart and they were coming out and I'm like, hey, it's that
Dennis
whore.
That man in his whore.
That man in a whore.
Dude, I,
sounds like Norm MacDonald. Hey, look, it's a guy in a whore.
A whore.
Dude, that was a whore.
I've never seen so many dead whores in my whole life.
Because I met those two. I met fucking Roddy Piper. I met
Rob Zombie.
Fuck, not
Ron Jeremy.
No, I think I met Ron Jeremy the same day, and he had he's a bag of trash, dude.
Hey, how you doing?
I shook his hand for sure, dude.
Okay.
And then you got an STD.
Joseph Gordon-Levitt, I think that day too. I met him.
Okay.
Gave me a slice of pizza.
That's a very eclectic day. Like a bunch of people that
nuts, dude. But like we used to
see Joseph Gordon-Levitt.
We used to see stars coming in and out of the radio station all the time. Like we snuck in and.
Met Joe Buddy, the man, Kyle. I'm going to tell you about some insurance that comes out in an egg.
We met the whole band, Seven Dust, Adam Sandler, Dollar.
You're awesome. Yeah, I'm a huge Seven Dust fan. I've seen him 8 times.
I smoked a little bit of the guy's dread. Yeah, it just made me shit.
He wrote a song about it. It's called Denial. Well, here you go. Yeah, we met him.
Matt totally did the Wayne World. He walked up and he's like, "Will you sign my dollar from the parking ride?"
From the parking ride. That's also what's it? Saul, isn't it?
Yeah, that is Saul who does that. Telling us that.
Wow, that's a hell of a week. It's like, what else happened? You know.
And then I found last thing. And then I found a fucking 1982, the Ozzy Osbourne Band T-shirt. Okay, and the front of it, it has the whole band and Randy Rhoads is on it.
Randy Rhoads, wow.
Fucking, it's a medium-sized Raglan. It's never going to fit me, but I had to buy it, dude.
That's sick.
I'm blown away that I fucking found that, dude.
So that's pre-Blizzard of Oz then, right? Is that Bark at the Moon then?
It's, what was it?
I can never remember which one was
this
first.
This is for the second solo tour. Okay. And 81 was the first, 82. And the reason it says the Ozzy Osbourne Band is Sharon Osbourne took over and she wanted it to be like his, you know? So that's why
it was just called Ozzy Osbourne.
Band, know? But it says band underneath.
Yeah, that's so weird.
And I've never seen that logo again. Oh, fucking crazy, dude.
You know what logo I never want to see again?
What? Worn Up?
The Munsters? No.
Oh my God.
Why would I never want to see that one again? No. No, the Munsters. I actually started watching that today. I don't know if it's out.
Is it out?
I found a
it's out a month ago.
Totally legal copy. No, the Munsters, the Rob Zombie version.
Yeah, I love Rob Zombie, dude, but like, fuck him, dude.
Dude, this is one of the worst travesty pieces of shit I have ever seen.
Fuck like, him.
It's so, like, I don't even know, like, what were they thinking? And, like everything has like that spooky green light filter on it. And I'm like
this filter, right? They all look like
yeah, yeah. And Dan Roebuck was not bad as grandpa, like starting out. I'm like, all right, this is all right. But everything else is just really awful. And
really bad.
Yeah, it's everything that we were afraid it was gonna be. Like
yeah, dude. It's
confirmed.
He's like so deep. Deeper than Andy Kaufman ever was, and he's just fucking with everybody. Scary Moon sucks, dude.
Yeah, his wife, she needs to stop.
She's not the worst thing about it. But like Jorge, what was his name? Jorge Garcia, I think, was the guy from Lost, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's in it. And I'm like, okay. Like, where the hell did this come from?
The guy they got to play Herman Munster just bugs the fuck out of me for some reason.
Makeup, dude.
Oh, you wait till you see him with fucking gap teeth and an afro.
Oh,
yeah, man. Yeah, dude. He plays twins.
We shouldn't even give it any fucking more time, dude.
I'm just saying, it's like, wow, what a fucking turn.
Yeah,
I like.
And that's why it wasn't a movie to go to theaters.
They're like,
it was a show straight to Netflix.
And like,
they could pass as like a Grindhouse movie or something, like on between like a Shannon Tweed skin flick or something like that at a drive-in, but
they just needed porn and then it would be watchable. Like, make it a that, but like porn.
And you're watching. Yeah, I mean, you're not wrong, actually. That's like exactly the quality that it is, but probably worse production value.
Like, I saw like a Frankenstein porn one time and it was like probably better quality.
It reminded me of if someone did like, if they just filmed what they were doing on their front lawn for Halloween and they were like, just making like, oh, come on, children, trick or treat. And they were like doing all like funny stuff like that. I'm like, okay, I buy this for that. That's funny. It's like, oh, you guys did a good production. It's not someone's front yard Halloween special. You know, it's Rob Zombie. It's a Netflix produced movie and all that. It is terrible.
Like, is it supposed to be like, have you ever watched the movie, Evening with Beverly Loughlin? No. It's got like everybody from like What We Do in the Shadows and like all the Seth Rogen crew, but minus Seth Rogen.
And I watched that then.
But like, it's pretty funny because it's like they act like, you know how they did in like crappy 70s movies.
Like, oh, it's absolutely like that. Yeah.
Yeah. That, like, that's how they act in the movie. And that's what makes it so great, because they'll be like, oh, let me go back and see if they are here.
Well, there was a cool one that was like that, and it was like Space Station 79 or something like that. And it had Liv Tyler and one of the guys from Bone Tomahawk, I forget, Patrick something, Patrick Fugit or something. And he was in it, and basically was like, okay, this is what it would look like in space in the 70s, like shag carpet and like big chairs and shit and stuff, you know, like tapes and like cards for computers and stuff. And it was like, oh, this is actually like still pretty cool. But like, they're clearly going for the style and the aesthetic. Well, they didn't do that here.
When you get a chance, go on Netflix. There's An Evening with Beverly Loughlin, and Matt Berry's in it.
Father!
So, yeah, you know, it's pretty good. But no, I mean, there's an Indian dude in that movie who steals the show.
Nice. Okay. Matt found in the diet double do. Dr. Dew.
He's all jacked up on Mountain Dew. He's going to go throw some war medals off a bridge.
You kids need to learn some respect.
Fuck you.
All you ever did, Chip, was give me some great vintage t-shirts.
Fucking spits. Give me some great vintage t-shirts and let me drive your Camaro.
That's all you ever did, Chip.
I think we finished What We Do in the Shadows this current season, and it sucked, dude.
Yeah, it wasn't great.
Like, it started off hot, and each episode got stupider and dumber. And I was like, where the fuck are they
going? Oh, so it was like Thor, Love, and Thunder then. So it just kind of went out with a Peter.
You fuck that. I like Thor, Love, and Thunder. I watched
it. Do you like love it?
I didn't love it.
Okay, so that's my point.
Ragnarok good, but it was almost, it's a fucking solid.
So is it What We Do in Shadows season one good or season three good?
Season two.
Oh, it's okay. So it's
fucking B, dude. It's a solid B. The comedy was there. The fucking screaming goats made it for me to fucking
great.
Like, you know, and then at the end it gets super fucking serious, and he's willing to fucking, he turns his back on the bad guy to fucking be with this chick for who knows if he's gonna get killed. Spoiler, you know what I'm saying? So it had the love story. It hit on all fucking levels, dude.
It was good. I enjoyed it. I liked like the opening scene and stuff, where it's like it's a team effort.
Yeah, and it's fucking great. It's classic, dude. Like, I'm glad he wrote it. I'm glad it's fucking good.
I mean, there were some great things in there. Like when he's like, "You can take my ship. I'm gonna gift it to you."
Yeah.
Like, you're gonna give me my ship?
Yes.
Good shit, dude. It was fucking
more great. Like family. Family in arms. You two rabbits.
You didn't like it, Cooper?
No, it's not. Well, Thor's not my character to begin with. Like,
I don't either. But still, that I went in with no expectations, thinking it was like, I honestly thought it was going to be shit, because you can't duplicate Ragnarok. And then they,
exactly.
He was smart to do what he did and bring that version of the comic with her.
I think it's all right.
Weird shit.
It's like you said. Is it a B?
Killer. Yeah. B, dude.
Yeah. I mean, dude, the scene with Zeus was fantastic.
And then the whole post-credit scene, like he's alive and all that. So it's gonna be fuck yeah, dude. I'll watch that one too. It looks good.
He's got, right, I'll go get him. Hey! Hey!
I like Thor. I think it was a good movie.
I think what we were talking about, like your favorite movies of the year and all that. I don't think that's going to be in my list, though.
It's not on my list of favorite movies for the year, but
like I would still go with Multiverse of Madness over that one, and that honestly is a push too to see if that would even be on my list of favorite movies.
I got to look and see what I watched this year because I haven't watched a lot of new movies.
I'm going to tell you, I know what Justin finally watched, and I think you watched it too. Did you watch Black Phone?
Oh, yeah. I watched it. That was good.
That movie was solid. Fucking good, man. Solid.
With a couple plot holes.
Yeah.
Came from a book, but done very, very well. Kind of unique.
Very unique, yeah.
It makes you want a prequel to see why the fuck he wears that mask.
Why?
I want to know him, dude. Why he does that shit.
And how many people did he kill before that? You know?
Yeah. Why the ghost and what, you know, like, fuck yeah. Good shit.
Yeah, no, I liked the cinematography was great, you know, that nice, like, weird, like, dark, like, 70s look. Like,
yeah.
Like, did you identify with that kid that was kicking everybody's ass?
Yeah.
He was all angry. And he's like, are you Billy? I don't know. Shut up. I'll kill you. He's like, I don't know, maybe.
It's a joke that they could have got Finn Wolfhard to play the main character, but the main character's name was already Finn, so.
Yeah, they could have, yeah.
He couldn't play that stretch of a character.
He could have played that character. It would have
fit. They could have got all the Stranger Kids, Stranger Things kids to play.
You know? Because, like, yeah.
I mean, I'm glad they did, too. The
sisters played by 11. Yeah,
I got to give it to Ethan Hawke, dude. He totally played a great creep.
Yeah, I mean, he did a good job. This is like the last thing I saw him in was Moon Knight, and I'm like, he was good, but I don't care. Like, I don't care about the story or the character or anything. But like, Ethan Hawke was fine.
The cokehead dude, and then with the cops, dude.
Oh, his brother.
Yeah, he's like, yeah. I'm like, oh, he's on coke. Oh, makes sense.
You might want to clean up next time. Oh shit! Freaking Eddie from from it.
Yeah, then he gets all fucking high and he's like looking at his board and he's like,
oh my god, man, it's good shit, man. Like, it's a couple things I would have changed, but other than that, man, like that would have been a good one to see in the theater too. So
yeah, there's a couple plot holes that I was like, but then like overall I really enjoyed it. I liked like the little like twist at the end too, that there's two separate houses and all that
shit. Yeah.
I thought that was good because it was almost like, all right, this kid almost did it by himself with the ghost, so it's like the sister didn't really have to do anything, but it was genius that they did that because that tied up the loose end of like, how are they going to find the bodies if this kid is like investing all his time of getting out? Well, the sister did that. She did the heavy lifting for that, and I'm like, all right, cool. Yeah, I get it.
The sister was Indiana Jones.
No, technically the kid was Indiana Jones because you know, he could have just gotten out, you know,
No, dude.
No, it's French. Yeah.
The sister's Indiana Jones. Regardless of whether or not they're there, the story happens. Just like Indiana Jones. You can take Indiana Jones out of all the movies, and guess what? The movies still happen. It
doesn't matter, dude. It's like...
But Nazis still get whatever they're going for.
Yeah,
these bodies belong in a museum.
He doesn't do shit, dude. Like, it still happens, you know?
Yeah,
like,
you could literally take Indiana Jones out, and guess what? The Nazis still make it to the Covenant of the Ark.
They still open it, and they still die.
Yeah.
Kill them both.
Oh my god, dude. What'd you guys see their dad in the movie?
I like the actor. I've seen him in some stuff that I really liked him in, and I was like, all right. I'm like, where's this going? And I'm like, is he playing abusive drunk asshole or is he gonna play like repetitive dad? And it's like, oh, he played both. Okay.
Yeah. But he
I like him in the stuff I've seen him in.
He was in Justified. He plays a good cracker.
That's where I saw him from. He was the brother. Yeah. He
plays Charlie Manson, I think, in that criminal, the one on Netflix. What's it called?
That totally makes sense, yeah.
The one that we really like.
Didn't he play Charlie Manson in Once Upon a Time in Hollywood?
No, that was another guy.
That was another guy?
Yeah. I know my Charlie Manson, dude.
He reminds me a lot of Henry Thomas you know, he was in House of Haunted Hill most recently, but, you know, from E.T. He reminds me of that guy a lot.
And did you guys watch fucking Little Nicky on Netflix yet?
I watch what?
Little Nicky on Netflix?
Little Nicky?
Dude,
sorry, Dan, I can't do it. You're too nice of a guy.
I watched that three times already, man. Fucking best Sandler movie ever made, dude.
That's a bold claim, but I'm
sorry, okay. Dude. Fucking great. The Deep South. Why are you laughing?
You really think that's better than Happy Gilmore?
Oh, dude, the dad from Black Phone. Now I remember where he's from, dude. Twister.
Oh, yeah.
Twister, yeah.
He's that guy. Yeah, he's hanging out with the Aaron Burr guy.
They need to make
the guy who needs to roll the maps.
Have you ever fucking seen that one stupid documentary called The Guy from That Thing? And it's all the actors kind of like him. You kind of don't know their name, but they're really good. Yep. They need to make another version of that and put him in it. Because he's
the judge from Ghostbusters 2 is in that movie.
Yeah. And the fucking guy from Psych, Lassiter, was in that. Yeah. He's getting a lot of shit too, and he's good.
Well, what about the guy that played the city slicker from Deadwood? He was in that. Right. He played the original husband that got killed by Dan Doherty. Spoiler. That's good. Came out in 2010. Spoiler.
What other movies came out this year that I've seen?
Have you seen the best movie of all starring Nick Cage?
And I haven't seen that yet.
That's the best
movie. I gotta put that on the list.
How about Paddington 2?
The greatest movie ever made.
I downloaded the poster and I tributed it with my cum, and then I took a picture and I sent it back to the guy who does the voice.
Nice. Yeah. Did he get back to you yet? Or no, was this just like recently?
I got like a thing in the mail saying I can't be around kids anymore.
Oh, okay. Yeah. You just throw those out. I get those all the time.
I got a thing saying I can't go to the movie theater.
I can't be within 10 feet of school.
Does it say? Ha-ha! I got an invitation to Pee Wee's Playhouse.
Oh my god! Oh, I watched Ernest Goes to Jail.
Oh, such a classic.
Yeah.
We'll see. Well, to follow up your question, what movies have come out this year? We have X, which I have not seen yet.
X was awesome.
I haven't seen it.
You got Nope.
I liked Nope. I didn't love it. I liked it.
Top Gun Maverick.
I heard it was good.
Samaritan.
It's okay.
Elvis. Prey.
I hear Elvis is garb. Absolute garbage.
I didn't like it. I watched it. And
you knew you weren't going to like it in the theater when we saw the preview.
Yeah. It's, I mean, it's not horrible, but as far as like music documentary movie style shit, it's not my favorite. The one about James Brown's way better.
Oh, yeah, with Chadwick Boseman.
Yeah, Get On Up. The horrible Jurassic Park movie came out this year.
I haven't even finished that one.
Spiderhead. Oh, that was horrible.
Didn't see that.
That was a straight to Netflix movie. Morbius.
Yeah.
I finally watched Morbius. That sucked.
Hey, I like Morbius.
He's got stank lines behind him.
It's a movie about Pigpen from the Peanuts.
The Gray Man. That sucked.
Which one was that? Oh, no. Okay, I haven't seen that.
That's on Netflix.
Yeah.
The New Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
Liked it.
I got to admit, I kind of like that one, too. And
I kind of like when he kills the hipsters.
Yeah.
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 He just goes crazy killing.
I mean, the bus was a bit much, but like everything else was like.
The bus
was
the best scene in the whole fucking movie, dude. The way
I don't know. I like the scene at the end. I like the end.
It was good, but the bus scene, you're like, holy fuck, he's going to murder a whole bus full of people. And he does.
Yeah. I mean, it doesn't disappoint. So.
Let's see. And continuing movies released this year, The Batman.
Yeah, that was great. Right. Yeah.
Sonic 2.
That was also great.
I haven't seen it.
As far as
John Cena movie came out,
I don't see any John Cena movies. Oh yeah, Uncharted. Uncharted was horrible.
That was not this year. No way, really.
Yeah, that's what it says. 2022.
I didn't think it was horrible. It was like it was marginal. It was like okay.
No, dude.
You didn't like it that much.
No.
Wow.
I expected to at least be like, oh, I'm gonna like it like Sahara. And no, dude, Sahara.
You gave it way too much credit.
Sahara's like
Sahara is an uncut fucking gem.
Yeah, Sahara is a great movie.
We're gonna go look for a shipwreck where no one else looked in the desert. Wow.
Well, Matt takes an eating break during our podcast.
Yeah, you actually got to go at 10, so you got about 2 minutes.
Matt's filming himself eating noodles for his OnlyFans.
It's for my OnlyFans. It's going to be me eating noodles and then Shannon opening up and closing storage lockers.
Oh, okay.
In short shorts.
Which one of you goes, yep.
You're going to be in short shorts?
No, I'm filming her in the short shorts and I'm just yelling, yep, behind the camera.
Yeah, I think it's going to be the other way around. You're going to be in some Daisy Dukes and Shannon's going to be yelling, yep.
If I make money off it, fuck it, I'll do it.
Okay.
There Matt's going to be like, hey, I just want you to know that one summer I spread my butthole.
Yeah,
online. I use my real name because I don't give a fuck.
I just want you to run for office.
I just want you to know that.
All right, guys. I'm gonna drop out here then.
All right.
Up amongst yourselves.
All right.
Thanks for dropping by.
Wear a condom at your t-shirt in exchange.
All right. See ya.
Oh, I forgot to tell him to drop a pin or something so people knew where he was. Back alley.
Let us know where you are before you go.
That's great. Right. That's good. The filming locations and all that sound pretty awesome. We'll have to check that out, the duo finds. And I didn't know they were up already. So
yeah. No. Yeah, he already released it. I did watch it. But since Matt's dropped off, let's talk. Now we can spoil it. So fucking
if you don't want to hear
spoilers about Clerks 3, just turn this shit off now. If you want to hear us talk about Clerks 3, keep listening.
Yeah, maybe you haven't gotten a chance to see it yet because it was limited release. We live in the Chicagoland area, so we were lucky to see it. I have heard a couple friends talking about how they were upset that the cost of the tickets was like we paid 18. Yeah. You know, and it was early at like 7 p.m. I'm like, I get that, you know.
Yeah, but it was a little like, I remember when you were like 18, I'm like, oh, wow, it's usually like $12 for a movie ticket.
But yeah, all right. Yep. It's a special thing because of when it was afterwards and they did that whole Kevin Smith thing. That was kind of part of the quote-unquote event.
Yeah.
But, I mean, didn't we pay like $26 to see Jay and Silent Bob reboot? Or did you not go see that one?
I didn't get to see that. You guys.
Oh, it was just me and Matt. Okay. Yeah. I swear we paid like $26 for it. So I now have seen like most of them in the theaters, which is great. I think I haven't seen Clerks and Mallrats.
Yeah. I mean, but in hindsight, it was a good movie. I enjoyed it.
What the hell, right? Didn't you go in thinking oh, this is not going to be great?
Like, I went in expecting, like, a typical Clerks movie. Like, I'm going to laugh at some scenes, but overall I'm going to be like, it's all right. Mm-hmm. Man, this movie made me feel feelings.
I started watching Clerks 2 again because I wanted to see it's like, all right, you know, what's going on with this movie? Because I don't remember it fondly. Yeah. I remember liking certain things about it. And sure enough, like, the young guy that's, like, 19 in this and he's, like, 36 in this one, the little Jesus guy. Well, I forget what his name is.
I forget what his name is too.
But you know, he's in it, and he's a better actor in Clerks 2 than 3, I believe, which is funny.
Yeah,
because it's like he gave up acting it, and 15 years later, they asked him to come back.
Yeah, I think that's pretty much all the Clerks. Because most of the people in Clerks, you don't see him in anything but Clerks.
Yeah, no, I am totally fine with that shit. I don't want to shame any of them. It's just like, okay, you could tell this guy had like a career trajectory, and then he's just like, nah, I'm good, you know?
I just want to know, what do they do for money during that 15-year stint?
Yeah, these people. Well, you know, he opened the Quick Stop at the end of Clerks 2. But I loved Rosario Dawson in Clerks 2, like I really did.
Oh, yeah.
I hated Randall. Like, just going through too, it's like, it was 2005, so it was like very much in the vein of like the we don't like foreigners because of like terrorism and stuff like that.
Yeah.
You know, like that Bush era where it's deep like that. And it's like the amount of like racist shit that he's saying and stuff and like hurtful shit that he's saying and all that. And I'm like, Randall's kind of fucking mean. But like in Clerks 3, they write the ship where it's like he's not just mean. He's sarcastic, witty, and funny. But it's also kind of like he's ripping on someone else, but he's not doing it just to be mean.
Yeah. You know?
And I'm like, oh, okay, that's part of the problem with 2 and why 2 wasn't great, you know, but you go back to 3 now. And it's like you said, it's like, it does, it moves you emotionally.
Dante, fucking wow!
What the hell, Brian O'Halloran's acting in this is ridiculous.
Like, yeah, there was definitely a couple scenes where I'm like, I'm not crying, it's fucking dirt, Matt.
Yeah, yeah, I was just sitting there and I'm like, you fucking got me, Kevin. You got me good.
Yeah, I was definitely not expecting, like, I was just expecting, like, dumb toilet humor the whole time and, like, wow.
Yeah, I mean, it's the sign of someone who's really, like, come up and grown up and a lot of the stuff is still there, like the funny humor. Like, Jay and Silent Bob will never not be funny.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, I may not love Strikes Back. Like, it's not my favorite of the movies, but it's still funny. And seeing Jay go, like, you know, it cracks me up.
I mean, his veneers bug me a little now, but...
Yeah, but that's how it is. I mean, it's like, you know, clearly he had some issues and stuff like that, but, you know, he's 50 now.
Yeah.
Oh, so, wow. What are you... Yeah, I know. Doesn't that blow your fucking mind?
But I mean, yeah, I mean, they definitely had some great scenes, like where he just doesn't want to dance for the camera, and he's like, everybody needs to go.
How about the doctor was Amy Sedaris, and he's sitting there on the table talking to her about the Mandalorian, and it's so funny because she's in the Mandalorian.
Yep.
It's like, I don't know about your little show. Yeah. How about this? Like, I'm Batman.
I just like when he's like, or, what the hell's his name? The dude that's in like every movie. Fucking. He's in Dodgeball and shit.
Oh, Justin Long.
Yeah. Justin Long. I'm like, I know it's a J name, but I'm drawing.
It's also our name. So. Yeah. It's fine.
I mean, he did that like stupid voice, but I like the joke when he's like, "Come on, just drop him." And he's like, oh, "I have a small cock, though." I tell him it's huge, so I can't take my pants off.
Yeah. It's like, you always told me it was huge.
No, the doctor, it's not that small. Thank you, doctor. It's
the fucking D. Yeah, that was good. I think that there's a lot to that movie, and it's gonna take like a additional watch or two for me to kind of wrap my head around it. But you know, it hits hard. You know, there's certain movies that do that, but
yeah,
I think like part of it too is it really speaks to like guys like us of this age,
yeah,
who like came up and it's like, oh shit, maybe I should take a look at my life and what I'm doing. And you know, it's like the darker side of Wayne's World too, you know?
Yeah, it definitely makes you go like, damn, dude, I got to go out and like live my life. Like, what am I doing?
Yeah, like exactly. And it played out the only way that it could.
Yeah.
Like the way that he wrote it, it's like there's no other way to get around pretty much any of this shit.
Yeah, and I mean, you could tell he definitely pulled from life experience with some of this stuff, especially because, you know, since we're spoiling the movie, it kind of centers around heart attacks. And
we exactly.
Almost died, so.
Shocker.
Yeah. Shocker. But, yeah.
And yes, his daughter is in it, but she's only in, like, two scenes at the very end.
Yeah, and then his wife's in a couple scenes.
Yep, and I didn't realize that she was the one who was his fiance from Clerks 2. I for some reason, thought that was someone else.
Yeah.
But, yeah, she's the one, so that's why she shows up and does what she does. So, and that's, you know, what's her, Amy Schwabeck or something?
Yeah, she always plays a small role.
Yeah.
She's
not a bad actress, actually.
I mean, I'll say this. Like, Kevin Smith puts his family in there, but he's not Rob Zombie level, where he's like, the whole movie is my wife.
Yeah. I mean, that's what a difference between the two of them. It's like, Rob Zombie is such a gifted artist when it comes to, like, music and, like, art and things like that. But, like, as a filmmaker... No, just like he doesn't have that vision. And
no, I get that.
Like, I hope you get a chance to see this monster soon.
I'm probably gonna watch it. I know it's gonna be bad, but I'm gonna watch it.
You should get drunk and watch it.
But yeah, dude, the number one thing, dude, is he cast his wife, and Sherry Moon is not good at anything.
She is good looking, I will give her that. She is good looking, but she's essentially like Harley Quinn. And that's her speed. Always Harley Quinn. Always Baby Firefly or whatever. Yeah. You know, like always that character. All the way through. Even when she was doing voiceover acting in El Super Beasto, same character.
Yeah.
All the way through. It's like she doesn't have a speed.
Like, yeah.
She's like a three speed where like the chain broke. You know?
she's crazy. Bitch. She's a fixed speed bike.
yeah, she's got a banana seat, and you know, the basket nice is in front is real nice, but you put bread in there, or eggs, whatever you want. Yeah, I don't know where I'm going with that, but still, it's like
yeah, she just does not need to. He needs to change the tone, the direction there.
So what if we recast the Munsters then, and instead of Margot Robbie, or instead of her, we get Margot Robbie.
It's already get better. Yeah, in my
done. Mind. Done. I like it.
Leonardo DiCaprio is Herman.
Yeah, I feel like that or like George Clooney.
George Clooney, okay.
I don't know. He's got the square face.
What if we just get Arnold?
Well, no, I think we should get Paul White, the Big Show.
It's might be as funny. Well.
Yeah, I mean, hell, you know, who else?
Who else would be there?
Grandpa will be played by David Spade.
Well, so far from what I've seen, Grandpa doesn't look like the
yeah. Grandpa's part not of the bad show. Actually. He's not. From what I've seen and all that, it's just like it's the very beginning. I haven't watched the whole thing. I just started it, and I'm like, oh, and Grandpa is not the worst part. Like, Dan Roebuck is a good actor. He's the guy that we were talking to Bill Diamond about.
Yeah.
And, he's a big fan of, like, the Horizon model kits. And, I mean, he was the guy in Lost that had the leaky dynamite that blew up.
Yeah. No, I mean, like I said, he didn't look like the worst part of the show. I think the worst, absolute worst thing that made Munsters look bad is just the cinematography looks like crap.
Oh, it's garbage, dude. It's like, yeah, it's bad.
Like, I mean, they should have just shot black and white, like the show.
Yeah, yeah, like, I agree, because it's like 1970s Chris or Halloween sort of...
Technicolor.
Yeah, exactly. You know, and to segue from that, the cinematography in Clerks 3, excellent.
Yeah.
Like everything that they did, like the framing, you know, the way that things look now in the store and all that, like they had this one scene where like Kevin Smith as Silent Bob is talking about like how horrendous the colors are and how he wants to shoot it in black and white for that reason. And I'm like, all right, it's kind of like self-allegorical there, you know,
yeah.
How he's like, he's doing the whole thing because supposedly the movie they make at the end of this is Clerks, which kind of completes the circle, you know? So it's kind of cool, and it just looks really good.
And
I don't think we had that technology in 2005 that we have now, with like HD and all this stuff that they're shooting on, but it's just freaking brilliant looking.
Yeah, no, they did a great homage to the original Clerks and
yes, yeah,
and all that, and they did it justice, so I liked it. Yeah, and
as many actors and actresses that they could get from the original, they got.
Yeah,
you know, down to like the old guy that was there with the cat.
Yeah,
the cat was shitting.
Yeah, they got all the like the original cast back, and then they even brought in a few special ones like I can't see a fucking sailboat.
Yeah, exactly. Yep, they brought him back, and he was in Clerks too. So
yeah,
you know,
and he was in Mallrats, and
who did they get? They had Freddie Prinze Jr., Sarah Michelle Gellar. Wasn't Saul in it?
No.
No, he was okay. So
they
so
had Fred Armiston.
Yep.
And they had the if you looked in the background, they had the Tater Haters or the Hater Tots.
Yeah, I saw those. They were in there. Yeah. Yeah.
Who else did they have?
Makes me wonder if that was the same character, that Uber driver from Jay and Silent Bob reboot.
Maybe. But I'm trying to think now, who was all in that? I remember Freddie.
One of the guys was the voice of He-Man from the Masters of the Universe Revelation series. Like, that I know. Justin Long was in it. Amy Sedaris. Let's see, who else? Ben Affleck shows up.
Yeah, Ben Affleck.
Lionface. Lemonface.
Yeah, I mean, it'd probably have to be, I'm probably going to have to watch it again to be like, oh yeah, they're in that. I forgot about them.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, there's a lot of parts where you could squeeze people in, and you know, it was really good. Like, it's just one of those things where it's like you feel good about it. Would this end up? Actually, I'm gonna say this. I'm gonna make this claim. Probably not since watching Ghostbusters Afterlife did I have a moment like that. You know, that I had while watching Clerks, and that's probably a pretty big deal.
Yeah, I mean, as far as nostalgia goes.
Well, both. Like, you think it's, like, nostalgia and emotion? So.
Oh, yeah.
You know, the kind of the things there.
Oh, definitely. I'm just
trying. I've been trying to listen to the soundtrack a little bit too, like that song 7-Eleven Nachos. I love 7-Eleven Nachos.
Trying to see if they have a list of all the cameos, but I don't.
I know Ralph Garman was in it. I know that. So.
Yeah, these people actually want me to read.
Oh, the Impractical Jokers.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah, yeah, they were in that. Yeah. They want me to read an article. I don't got time to read
that. Yeah, and I ain't got time for that. So
I ain't got time to do that reading crap.
Well, what about this? We could transfer this. Would you see it again in the theaters? Do you think that it's worthwhile to watch at home? Do you think that it was a better experience because we saw it in the theaters?
I think it's worth a shot in the theater.
Yeah, I agree.
Especially with the little before and afters with Kevin Smith, mm-hmm. where they do the making of, they talk about it and everything. That's nice, mm-hmm. but. Yeah, I would definitely say go see if you've watched all of, you know, Jay and Silent Bob and Clerks and all that. I would say go watch it in the theater.
I've seen everything he's ever done, I think.
Yeah, and I'm just saying, but if you're not a huge fan of those movies, just watch it at home. But it's still a good movie to watch.
Do you think that you could watch Clerks, skip Clerks 2 and watch Clerks 3 and be satisfied?
You could. You just probably would be wondering who Rosario Dawson
is. Yeah, that's probably it. That's all I was thinking. And like, oh, and that kid.
Yeah, you'd be and who is this kid? But even if you didn't,
there's enough exposition. It's like,
yeah, it's about to say, even if you didn't watch 1 or 2, you could still watch 3 and understand it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think it's much richer after watching all of these. It's much richer after watching Clerks, especially. But you know, you don't have to watch. You don't have to like all of his stuff to like this movie.
Oh no! And there's some movies that he's made that I'm like, eh. And then he's made some that I'm like, damn, that was like a really good underrated movie.
Yeah, we were talking about Red State.
And what Red State and Tusk to me are great movies that are underrated.
Yeah, yeah, I think so.
Because Tusk is a fucked up movie, dude.
Yeah, it's, that shit doesn't happen. It's like, who made this?
Yeah, like, I want to know who fucking thought of this shit, because this, wow.
I've got 17 dead walruses and people in my pool.
Hello, Mr. Tusk. Yeah, no, fucking, that's crazy shit. But yeah, Red State's crazy too, but it's more believable, I guess.
I kind of confused Red State with that that alien movie that had John Goodman in it that we saw.
Oh, Cloverfield?
No, I mean, geez, that's another one. But no, the one with like all that smoke and shit.
Oh, I didn't go see that one.
Fucking bad. Yeah, I saw that with Matt, but it was like,
yeah, oh, you guys went so and saw that with
fucking him. Bad.
Yeah, you guys went and saw that 2 years ago, and I was all laid up and couldn't walk.
Oh yeah, that's right. Yeah, I forgot.
Yeah.
Sorry about that.
It's okay. I don't think I missed much.
No, you didn't. It was
I think I watched it when it was on like HBO. You movie shit. Yeah, I think I definitely watched it when it was on like HBO or something. I was like, wow, didn't miss much.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I probably would have preferred that movie still to Pet Sematary, the remake, but yeah, that's crazy. But let's get into talk about Week of Geek.
Okay. I guess I'll go. I caught up on Resident Alien because I didn't finish it yet. So I got all caught up on that. Still love the show. Still great.
So it's still season one, right?
No, they're on season 2 or 3 now.
Okay, cool. Well, I know they signed it up for another season. I wasn't sure if that was season 3.
Yeah, that might be season 3. It might have been season 2 that just
ran. I don't remember. I'm glad the energy is still going through for season 2. So
yeah, no,
I'm worried about that.
And then I started watching the new show on Hulu, Reboot, with Johnny Knoxville and Keegan-Michael Key. And I forget her name, where they star as like they're rebooting like an 80s sitcom. Paul Reiser's in it, too.
Oh, God. Wow.
Actually, like, I
do. There he
I
is.
Like
there Paul. He is. Marlon Brando in me.
Like, what? I like Paul Reiser lately, dude. His roles are
Lately he's been good. He's back to like that level he was at in Aliens.
And dude, it's no short on this one either, dude. He knocks it out of the park in this show too.
Wow.
He plays like the head writer, and his daughter's like the one who wants to reboot it and like make it kind of woke. And he's like, and he's kind of like, yeah, it's funny when people fall over. She's like, but people don't randomly fall over. He's like, yeah, but it's funny if they do. And like she hires this like cast and like a writing room, and he brings back all the original writers from like the 80s, and they're all super old now. And like one of the old ladies is like, "You're gay. I thought you were supposed to be the fun one."
Oh, jeez.
She's like, "You are not fun."
Oh man, that sounds pretty good. Yeah, I think it's got some good 80s style humor in it.
It does, and Johnny Knoxville's great in it.
Is there a monkey? It's my question.
No, no monkey.
Okay, so don't make room for Charlie or whatever. Yeah.
Well, the great thing is like the person who plays like the kid actor from the 80s, he's all grown up now. So when he shows back up on set, they're like, "Hey," and they're all like staring at him. He's like, and then they're like, "Oh, hey." And he's like, "I was a cute kid, right?" And they're like, "Yeah, totally."
It's crazy.
But yeah, that was a great, that's a pretty good show that's just started. Trying to think, did I watch any new movies? I'm pretty sure I did watch a new movie. Oh, I watched Vengeance on Peacock. It's about a guy who has a true crime podcast, and this girl who told her family that they were boyfriend girlfriend, but they never were, and all this kind of stuff. It's got Ashton Kutcher in it and some other stuff. It wasn't great, to be honest.
Has he done much lately? I haven't seen him in a while.
No, I mean, he did The Ranch on Netflix, and now he's doing that 80s or that 90s show on Netflix.
Oh, when's that start?
I don't know when I know they wrapped filming on it. I don't know when it's coming out yet.
You know what I love about that 70s show was that it starts out where, when we're watching it, we're around the age of those kids.
Yeah.
And like, you get it, and you're like, "Oh, parents suck," and all. You're sitting in the basement, and they're smoking weed and, you know, drinking beer and like all that. And now I've gotten to that age where I completely identify with Kitty in Red.
Yeah.
You know, it's just like, "You did what? You dumbass." You know,
like, don't lie, dude. You are totally Fez.
Like, "Hello, welcome. My name is Fez. Do you have any candy?"
You're like, "I like boobs."
Yeah, no, I'm very much like part Eric, part Kelso. But yeah, I'd like to say I was cool as Hyde, but no, definitely not. But yeah, I was always doing like crazy stuff like Kelso.
Yeah. I see you as Fez though too. It's like, "I like food."
I don't know why you see me as Fez. No, I was more Eric than Fez.
I mean, I definitely see you as Eric.
You're like Eric, and he's like, "I've got the whole Millennium Falcon."
Yeah, especially the one where like his Darth Vader goes missing, and he's blaming Seth Green.
Oh, geez. Like,
"You stole my Vader," and then his mom comes in, "Eric, you left this in the bathtub."
Yeah.
And everyone's like, "Really? The bathtub?
You need to get clean."
my special edition Darth Vader with the green lightsaber.
You used to be able to take those things out and put them in the other ones.
Yeah, but yeah, no, that 70s show was just a great show.
Yeah, I agree. It was the right time, the right cast, the right writers, and
yeah. And the jokes are actually really funny and all that. And like, I've watched it multiple times, and it's still good every time I watch it.
Yeah, it's a classic. It definitely is. And I mean, that was on, was that on in the 90s or that start in the 2000s?
It came in, I believe it started in 99.
Yeah, because that was on the same time as Firefly, briefly.
Yeah.
Remember that. But then again, that's kind of like a wide swath where it's like, it was on for 7 seasons. Like, oh, no shit. Well,
yeah. Yeah, I think it made it 8 seasons for that 70s show. So
it's like, oh, Supernatural starts, and then all these shows start and finish, and then Supernatural stops.
Yeah, Supernatural stopped after what, season 38?
I don't know. I mean, it's up there. It's like not quite as many as The Simpsons, but you know.
Yeah, I think second to Simpsons is South Park now.
Yeah, yeah, South Park may keep going though. I mean, they have no reason to stop.
No, they stay pretty relevant.
Yeah, yeah, I agree. I mean, I still like it.
Yeah, I mean, so. Simpsons kind of stays relevant, but South Park definitely.
I just don't have the time to watch The Simpsons when the new ones are on, so I wait for them to go on to Hulu. And like, the last couple seasons are friggin' good. They're really funny. They're really, really funny.
Yeah, I'll be just, honest.
I just don't have time to watch them on Sundays.
I haven't watched The Simpsons, and I couldn't tell you when.
Yeah, it's funny because a lot of people have the misconception now that it's like they're not good anymore. And I'm like, if you watch them, they're still freaking funny.
I mean, I'm sure it is. I don't know. Just haven't had the desire to watch it.
I get it. And like I said, part of it is the time slot and all that. But I mean, I at very least will always catch the haunt, like the Halloween one, the Treehouse of Horror. I'm always going to watch that.
Yeah, I remember as a kid, I always waited for those to come out. How to Cook Human?
No. Wait, there's even more space dust on this.
How to Cook for Human?
You people are pigs. yeah, good James Earl Jones moment on The Simpsons.
Yeah,
that was season two, man.
Yeah.
That's crazy. Man. That's crazy. Yeah. So you saw that. That's pretty good. I'll jump into my Weekend Geek. So I actually got to see Confess Fletch, so with John Hamm.
Yeah, I saw the preview, and I wasn't sure if I'd like it.
I'm gonna tell you, he does the whole the whole Chevy Chase thing.
Yeah,
and like his delivery is fucking flawless. It's so tight. You know, just like everything, it's like, you know, Chevy Chase would be like, oh, okay, I'll get that. Oh, wait, no. Like, he's just like constantly speaking and shit. Hamm does it beautifully. It's great.
The story's good. I like John Hamm as a comedic actor. I think he's actually better as comedic than dramatic, so.
Yeah, like, I was really kind of surprised. I was like, oh, I thought this was going to be awful. But it's actually pretty damn good.
Yeah, I wasn't going to say John Hamm would be the weak part. It was going to be more of maybe the script writing that I wouldn't have liked. That's why I haven't watched it. But I knew John Hamm would be fine, dude. I mean, he delivers on comedic roles all the time.
It's super Fletch, too. You know, it's like he's doing stuff, like, and like he's trying to evade the police and stuff. And it's really funny the way that he does these things. And the guy they have him going up against is like a new dad detective. And like he's got stuff, like he's got his kid on him and all that.
Yeah.
And he's just like so tired of life and all that. And they call him the slow mo because he'll catch the guy, but he'll do it like super slow.
Yeah,
it's like, oh, he's still looking to see who shot Abraham Lincoln. You know, it's like, you know, and the jokes are good. It starts out with like some different stuff, and Kyle MacLachlan's in it too. You're like, what? Okay. Where did he come from? So. But I'll recommend it. Like, if people could see it, I would see this in the theaters. Like, knowing how good it is, I would actually go and see that, and you'd leave pretty much enjoying it.
Well, I might have to check it out if it pops up on like Peacock or something.
Yeah, I'm sure it's going to be on one of those.
You know? Oh, I'm sure it will pretty soon.
Yeah, I watched it totally legally.
Yeah,
totally illegal. Legal Eagle.
Just like the Moonsters.
Yeah, exactly. Another legal acquisition of mine.
So. Another legal acquisition.
Yeah, and I was trying to think of what else I watched, because I did watch Black Phone, but we talked about that. And, you know, the Munsters and stuff. I had been watching, like, a lot of Yellowstone, and I got sucked into that fucking universe.
Yeah, and I gotta watch it. I only watched, like, season one. And
I don't know, dude. Like, it's one of those things where it's like that thing that Justified didn't have for me, Yellowstone seems to have.
Yeah.
And I'm like, why do I fucking love this show? I'm like, I shouldn't. Like, it's stupid and I hate it, but I keep watching.
That's because, dude, it's a good soap opera.
Yeah, like, absolutely. And I'm like, all right, yeah. Oh, they found dinosaur bones. Oh, shit. Oh, shot his brother. Oh,
yeah. Oh, they got dinosaur bones. Oh,
yeah, dinosaur bones. Nicolas Cage shows up. I'll give you $12,000.
What fucking Nick Cage movie did I watch? I watched a Nick Cage movie, too.
Is it Zandali?
Fuck.
What movie? Captain Corelli's Mandolin.
No, it was Moonstruck. Shit, what was it? I don't even remember what the plot of the movie was.
Kill Chain?
No, it wasn't Kill Chain.
That one where he's a trucker, where his wife died, and then like he hooks up with this girl, and then her daughter dies, and then the ghost goes into the daughter. That movie's fucking awesome.
Oh no, this one, his son.
It's called Ghost Daughter.
This one, he takes his son to like a Halloween party, or not party, but like a carnival type thing, and like a ghost, like a spirit abducts his son, and he's trying to get it back.
Does that give up the ghost?
Yeah, I think up. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I think that's the title. Yeah. And he totally does, like, give me back my son.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I heard about that in a bad movie podcast that does like a Nicolas Cage November thing.
Yeah.
So I was like, oh, give up the ghost, man. And they're like, he puts in all the work. He does 110%. Like,
oh, he
doesn't put in a bad performance. It's just, is it enough? You know, maybe not.
Yeah, the script's really weak, but he definitely drives a Nicolas Cage performance home.
So I was watching something about Nicolas Cage that made me really, really laugh. Is Seth Rogen was talking about how he was going to be the bad guy in the Green Hornet movie.
Yeah,
he's like, what I'd really like to do is do this whole like white Jamaican Rastafarian character and all that. And, oh yeah, you know. And he's like, okay, I don't think that's where we're going, but you know. And he's like, all right. And then he bounces. He doesn't do anything, right?
Yeah.
Until after the movie Spring Breakers comes out. And that's exactly the character that James Franco plays, right?
Yeah.
He's like that riff-raff sort of character or something like that. And, you know, so down the road, you know, he takes a meeting with Seth again. He's like, hey, you're buddies with Franco, right? You didn't ever tell him about my white Jamaican guy, did you? he thought that he told him about it, and that Franco stole his character idea for the movie Spring Breakers. That's why they haven't worked together or anything like that.
I just don't know if I'd want to see Seth Rogen with Nick Cage.
No. I you know what? That's two different flavors. Yeah. It's like mixing like mint and strawberry or something like that. It's like, just don't do it.
That's like having like lemon barbecue sauce.
Nuts and gum.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree. Some actors don't mix.
Nuts and rich.
It's like they're like, oh, we've procured Sir Anthony Hopkins, and oh, who do you have? Larry the Cable Guy. You know what? I think we're good.
Yeah. This summer, Larry the Cable Guy, Sir Anthony Hopkins. Good
day, what?
Sir Anthony Hopkins, and.
Some fava beans and a fine candy. Hey, candy's good, I tell you that. Get it out.
In the Redneck Murder Club.
Silence of the Lambs. Oh my god, that would be insane.
I didn't see no lambs in this movie.
I just got here early. Where the lambs at? Oh man, that's so bad. Featuring DJ Qualls.
I can see the movie trailer now.
Yeah.
And Jeff Foxworthy is the lead detective. Well, you might be a serial killer.
Oh my god. Yeah, I don't like that they would add him in.
You might be a serial killer.
Get it done. It's like, what?
Here's your sign.
You know, I like Bill Engvall. Out of all of them, he is definitely my favorite.
Bill Engvall and Jeff Foxworthy would be the detectives on there.
Do we have to get Jeff Foxworthy on this? I feel like he's just like, well, the Bible tells it. It's like, what?
I've met him. He's nice. I like him.
If he's nice, that is great. You know, I just, I never really dug his humor. Like Steve Harvey, man, I'm like, why do people think you're a comedian? Like, you don't even tell jokes.
Yeah,
get up and grunt about shoes. Yeah, he just gets up on stage and he's like, "And man, come home with them alligator shoes." You know, I'm like, "That's not a joke."
It's different cultural humor.
I've seen all kinds of cultures tell actual jokes, and Cedric the Entertainer is funny.
Yeah,
he tells like stories or jokes or something like that. And Steve Harvey is just like, I'm like, "You're comedy man." Like, if you did just what you did on, like, Family Feud, that'd be fine. But you don't do that. You get up stage and, like, start talking about, like, fashion and crap. You know, and I'm like, you're just not funny.
You're just not funny.
Mm-hmm. Feel bad, because I don't know how he made it, but apparently we're stuck with him.
I wish I could make it and not be good at what I do.
Yeah, well, you can have my job then.
I wish I could be Macy Gray.
Yeah. Oh. Wow. Blast from the past.
Hey, goodbye. I sing it too good. I'm sorry.
You see, that's the thing. You keep her alive, you know, with that energy that you're throwing there. He's like the Green Goblin. It's like, oh man, that's so funny. I didn't watch that this week.
She's definitely like those comedy action movies. Like, didn't this person die yet?
Oh man, that's a Like, oh, I think I saw her in the Munsters.
she's that person from Monty Python. Then when they're like, bring out your dead. And he's like, I'm not dead.
Time I saw her, Justin, was an episode of Fuller House.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, though. Like, she's definitely that person that, like, she's like, I'm not dead. I feel fine.
I'm hanging out with Jody Sweetin, y'all. And you're like, what? Why?
Best movie ever, Shadow Boxer, when she gets killed by Cuba Gooding Jr.
Yeah, I do like Cuba Gooding Jr.
It was a straight, I don't know why I ever watched that movie, but as soon as he killed her, I was like, this movie's fucking top of my list.
I don't know. If you've seen him in Judgment Night, then I could tell you you'd probably watch that movie.
I don't know what movie this was.
And Judgment Night, to me, is a friggin' horror movie all day long. That movie scared the shit out of me. Fucking Fallon here. Gonna do some cocaine and yell at Jeremy Piven.
Jeremy Piven.
Yeah, pretty much. That was like one of his first roles too.
The only thing I really like, there's only a few roles I like him in. Jeremy Piven.
PCU,
The Goods, and the
one. Oh, The Goods is great. Yeah.
What's the one where Nick Cage switches his life at Christmas, and Jeremy Piven's his neighbor?
Family Man.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah, that's a good one too. That's probably an underrated one.
Yeah, those are probably like my three Jeremy.
Old school. Cheese.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. Okay. Give you four. Yeah.
So you don't like him as Ari? And no, he's too much.
I mean, he's all right.
Yeah. No, I'll give you that. I guess I would think that he's kind of overrated a little bit.
I mean, he was good at like. I guess I can only take him in like little doses. Except for The Goods. For The Goods, he was great the whole
movie. Oh, The Goods! I watched that like 2 weeks ago. We're gonna go get Bo Bice's brother, Eric Bice.
Dude, I mean, come on, that movie's just great. I mean, Will Ferrell has the smallest role, but it's fucking hilarious. And he's like, I got a full length back tattoo of the Hawaiian Punch guy. Tropic Fruit, motherfucker.
I haven't been home in 2 years, and I am 80% sure I left my front door open.
Yeah, I mean, dude, you got like
Rob Riggle. Rob Riggle plays the kid who has that Jack disease, and Catherine Hahn, right? And she's all like, "Oh, I think I want to fuck me a 10-year-old," and you're like, "What?" Yeah. And he's like, "No, do not do that."
And then you even got a. Mr. Chow's in it. Shit, I forget his name.
Mm-hmm. Look at this guy paid for this in cash.
Open the bag, dude. Bang sprays in the face.
Yeah, was it not James Brolin? Is it?
No,
it's not. I'm trying to think of the guy. No, yeah, it's James Brolin. James Brolin's the dad, and he's like obsessed with David Koechner.
Yeah,
he's like, I told him he could have one day with you. What? Why would you do that? Whammy.
That movie is just great.
That's a good like under the radar. That's like Grandma's Boy.
Oh, you know? Great!
It's like exactly that type of thing. It's like,
well, Grandma's Boy is way better.
Oh, I love Grandma's Boy,
dude. Grandma's Boy is fucking hilarious on so many levels. Oh yeah, Laura, fucking give it to me, Laura. You can't stay over anymore. And the fact that you came on my mom.
Antiques Roadshow.
Would you like an ice cream sandwich? Would you like an ice cream sandwich on whole wheat? I'm high, but I'm not high enough for that one.
maybe I'll watch that tonight. That
is the classic. I once
for you, Charlie, the fucking devil.
I once gave Charlie Chaplin a hand job. Was he silent?
Oh man. It don't make him like that anymore.
Dude, that movie's great. The fucking devil called me, bro.
Fucking devil? That goes back to his little Mickey.
Yeah. I teach him my monkey karate, bro.
Man, what a good fucking movie. That's a good place to leave on, you know.
What do you think, Mr. Shakala?
Do you have anything going on this week or anything else like that you're gonna do or any plans you're gonna watch?
Probably not. I mean, I've just I've been on the weekends. I've been getting into the sports gambling this year. So,
The FanDuels and all that.
Yeah, trying to make some extra cheddar watching sports.
Doing it right.
Broke even so far.
No, that's better.
I haven't made money. I haven't lost it. I've broke even.
Yeah, so that means you should probably stop.
Well, it's because I go for the underdogs because the payout's more.
Oh, okay.
So I risk it for the biscuit, as they say.
You're not getting that Brett Favre welfare money, huh?
No, I'm not getting Brett Favre dick pics and welfare money. Yeah.
You know, Mary, I'll always be true.
Do you want to see my welfare fraud or see me throw some dingers? Dingers!
Yeah, exactly. Oh, man, where's my focusing at a time like this? What a world. So, yeah, I'm just trying to think if I have anything big going on. Probably not, you know.
Yeah, we're just two exciting middle-aged men.
I'm just going to start watching more fucking Yellowstone, guy.
I mean, it's a good show.
They have Halloween costumes where you can get, like, the brand and put it on your chest. And I'm like, I might want to do that.
Do you watch it with Sarah?
No, I watch it by myself. Oh, because I don't want anybody to bother me while I'm watching Yellowstone.
Because then she'd be like, Justin, you should wear tight Levi's.
I'd be like, yeah. All right, dude, on that note, let's get going. Check out our sponsor, Deadly Grounds Coffee. And, check out the other shows in the Dorkening, all that good fun stuff. Check us out, Geek Life HQ, at Geek Life HQ on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook. We've got a good, robust group there. And we'll catch you next time,
fellas. Yeah, and be sure to check out our sponsor, 7-Minute Abs.
Seven.
If you get a better workout, we'll send you the extra minute free.
Bye, guys.
Later.
Everyone thinks because you're a zombie, you don't know good coffee. Well, they're wrong. We have very active lifestyles. It's not all wandering the countryside aimlessly or scaring passing motorists. And we all love a good cup of joe. And there's only one brew that gets my seal of approval. Deadly Grounds Coffee is my guilty pleasure. Bold, robust, delicious. It's coffee that can wake the dead. With over a dozen different roasts and flavors, Deadly Grounds can satisfy the most finicky of coffee addicts. The aroma is so intoxicating, it brings all of my neighbors out of the woodwork. Deadly Grounds Coffee. Coffee to die for and zombie approved. It's good to get a little deadly. Use the front door! They're so disgusting.
Are you a fan of the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles or the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle comic books? Then Epic Tales from the Sewers is a podcast for you. We cover the comic books, video games, movies, cartoons, and anything else turtle related. We talk about the toys, we talk about the cereal, we talk about all the fun things about turtles that we love so much. So give a listen. You can find us on iTunes, Google Podcast, Spotify, iHeartRadio, and more. Check out Epic Tales from the Sewers, part of the Epic Airways Podcast Network. Give a listen, dudes. Cowabunga is this podcast for you.